Only 34% of Utah's millennials voted in the last presidential election. While many groups want to increase turnout with voters under 29, reaction among those voters is mixed. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
During fall break at the University of Utah, only a few students are milling about the campus store. That includes graduate student Cody Fitzgerald, who's browsing office supplies.
Are you going to vote this year?
I will vote this year.
How are you feeling about voting this year?
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I think it's by default everyone on campus is voting for Hillary Clinton, right? I don't know any Donald Trump voters.
This will be the second time he's voting in a presidential election.
And then a lot of people, I don't think, are the most excited about voting for Hillary Clinton, but I think at the end of the day, they probably will.
Judy Hillman is executive director of the nonprofit VoterRise, which is trying to register millennials, Latinos, and other underrepresented groups in Utah.
Probably the number one reason that we hear is, oh, what's the point? What's the point? Like that sense of futility. And I will note that that sense of futility can be a problem on both sides of the aisle, right? Insofar as millennials sort themselves into sides of the aisle.
Hillman says the vast majority of millennials they register are unaffiliated and do not identify themselves as Democrats or Republicans. But with the election fast approaching, VoterRise volunteers are seeing a lot more interest. At Brigham Young University recently, students were less forthcoming with their presidential preferences.
It's interesting. I don't know.
That's Parker Greenwell, a junior physics major. He says he's still mostly undecided.
A lot of people have really strong opinions, and I don't like to listen to people's strong opinions, so I think it's definitely a year where I got to research stuff myself.
VoterRise's Hillman says they hope to register 10,000 new Utah voters by the November 1st deadline. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.